This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Boston Celtics. You know, there's another guy right there you just saw that Dame could rehab with.
Yeah.
In terms of the Achilles, they're good friends. If you think about it, 2 years from now, what is that team with Dame at point guard? They're a championship caliber team again.
That was Chris Haynes on Damian Lillard. The Celtics reportedly have mutual interest, which means they're interested in him. He feels the same way, which is a real change from Dame Lillard a couple of years ago. Remember, Chris Haynes was on with Dan Patrick, who played this last week?
Yeah.
And he just started laughing, cracking up at the idea of Damian Lillard ever coming to Boston. And like, now, man, what Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of lost seasons in Milwaukee, and now all of a sudden beggars can't be choosers. According to the Boston Globe, when Lillard was seeking a trade from the Trailblazers 2 years ago, he wasn't interested in a trade to Boston. Now, Lillard has some interest in the Celtics, in part because of a close friendship he's built with star forward Jason Tatum.
Oh.
So, Keith, your thoughts.
Tatum, the recruiter.
Your thoughts on the Celtics' reported interest, mutual interest, in Damian Lillard.
So, I'd be way more excited about it if he also wasn't dealing with an Achilles injury and with, like, blood clots from last year. Like, there's some scary stuff going on with Lillard, let alone, you know, he's in his mid-30s. If you told me he was healthy, I'd say 100% yes. Now, Milwaukee probably wouldn't just cut him if he was healthy. So, you know, anytime these players are available, there's sort of a reason why they're available. So, I mean, depending on what the other options are and things like that and how much money you would cost, just in a vacuum, hell yeah, I'd be interested in Damian Lillard. Why not? Like, you moved on from Drew Holiday. I like the idea of Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench. I know there's been some talk maybe he'll end up starting or whatever else. And maybe even Damian Lillard late in his career will become a guy that comes off the bench and will be like a scorer. I think he's always going to be a scorer. The guy, since day one in the league, has been a great dynamic scorer, a clutch player. Has never won the whole thing, but he's been on a lot of bad teams. He's gotten more out of those teams than most guys would have. He's always been one of my favorite players. I'd be very interested, but it's one of those things where, all right, you get him. Is he and Tatum both missed the whole season? So it's like, all right, you get him in 2 years.
Yeah, I just don't like what it represents, which is we don't care at all about this year. It's a lost year, and it's all about building around Tatum in 2 years, which on some level I get. I mean, you have to look big picture at how the team's going to fit together when Tatum comes back. I'm pretty confident Tatum's going to come back and be a high-level player. I've said before, Mego got upset with this last week.
Uh-oh.
But I've said before, I don't think he's ever going to be the same player again.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think he's going to be, he's never winning an MVP. He might not make another first team. But that doesn't mean he's not all NBA caliber or an all-star every year. Like, I'm pretty confident Tatum's going to come back from the Achilles injury. I'm not confident at all Lillard's going to come back. And on top of that, how would you say the last 2 years went in Milwaukee?
Because poor. He scored and whatever else and was an all-star, but yeah, not great. No, it did not work at all.
Didn't work.
They were better off with Jrue Holiday.
In 2023, I was all about acquiring Lillard. I was like, get Jaylen Brown out of here, bring in Lillard, fit the whole like, that would work. He's a killer at the end of games. You need somebody to take over late. He's that guy. I don't think any of that has proven out. And I think you look at it now, what Lillard has done, Lillard's been a guy who produces a lot on good but not great, certainly not championship caliber teams. Now he's coming off an Achilles injury. To do what? To come fit in here how? Like you said.
Yeah.
How does he address any other issues that they have in the front court? He doesn't. It's
no,
another,
no.
It's another small guard.
Yep.
So I just don't like what it represents. If he were healthy and he got bought out, which, as you said, wouldn't happen, but okay, fine. I could get him on a mid-level deal and he's interested in that and he's playing this year without Tatum. I'm interested. I'm not interested in building the team for 2 years down the road. I want to try to compete in a wide open East this year, and he doesn't help you do that.
Yeah, if he was healthy this year and was able to be sort of like bridge the gap to get to Tatum, so you add another scorer, because you're losing a lot of points, you're losing a lot of shots, and if you brought him in, it would make a lot more sense. But if it's just so he and Tatum can kind of rehab together and then you come back the next year, I guess I'd have to know what the other moves are. Like if it ends up being like, well, we got, you know, like a below average big or like another George Niang or like Lillard in another year, like, yeah, give me Lillard in another year. Let's see what that looks like. Also, how many threes do you think he would take under Joe Mazzulla again?
15? Oh, like, so many. Only. He'd be the first player who only shot
and
threes.
And all from like the logo.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, oh, okay, that's a pretty deep three there from Lillard. But no, I'm intrigued by it, but it's just one of those ones where there's no immediate payoff to it. It is kind of kicking the can down the road a little bit but they've already kind of done that, right? Like, by moving on from Porzingis and Holiday, you've already sort of acknowledged that you're not fully, like, it's almost whatever you get this year is great. That's a nice little bet. If Jaylen Brown has a good season, good for him. But it's really all about 2027. They've already kind of signaled that.
So I agree they've already kind of signaled
yeah.
it. Doesn't mean I have to like
no,
it.
No, you don't have to. And like the Eastern Conference is open. And even Milwaukee apparently hanging on to Giannis, using the stretch provision on Lillard and bringing in Miles Turner doesn't do anything. Like, I still think the Celtics are better than Milwaukee.
Well, I'm not sure about
it. I love Turner.
You're now assuming Giannis is staying, right?
Yeah.
There was a story last week that Giannis was really upset about how they did Lillard dirty, and I'm like, there's no way they did this without you wanting to do it.
Well, he said the same thing about Budenholzer.
Exactly.
He's like, I can't believe Budenholzer got it. So like, you fired him.
I didn't buy that for a second.
No,
I think
don't.
Giannis.
I think he's back, but like, I think he's a loser who won based
yep.
on our tiers
yep.
weeks ago. He's an incredible player, one of the best players of the last two decades.
I would take them over the Celtics right now.
See, I'm not a huge Miles Turner guy. And Lillard, I mean, for all his, you know, they weren't like winning a lot, but he played more than half the season last year.
They won 48 games last year. And I know with Lillard, I understand
yeah.
your point, but they won 48 games
last
year.
But who
are
they replacing him with?
I know, but
who's the guy? Who's the starting point guard now for them? Like, that's not a great team.
Boil it down as simple as this.
They got Kuzma?
No, if they're kind of a one-player team, right?
Yeah.
You know, just look, like Giannis is better than Jay. I would take Milwaukee. I agree it's close. I just assumed earlier this offseason we were talking about the East. I assumed Giannis was a goner. Then they waived Lillard. They brought in Turner. I think he's now there. I would take Milwaukee over Boston, but...
So Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr.,
Dude, Gary
Kyle
Trent
Kuzma.
Jr. was nice in the playoffs Dude, last year.
Gary Trent Sr., good player at Ohio.
It's true.
Miles Turner and Giannis. So, like, yeah, if you tell me they're better than the Celtics, maybe. By a couple, you know what I mean? Like, they're right in that same mix.
Yeah.
That could even be the first-round series. Could be Milwaukee
four,
and Boston. 4-5 matchup.
Where are they playing?
You
tell me.
Doesn't matter.
What did you think of the moves the Celtics made or really didn't make, right? I mean, you were here for the trades. You were here for Porzingis and Holiday.
Yeah.
But we also kind of expected by now Kornet could be back. Horford's still out there. Simons is still here.
Kornet getting all that money, like, good for him. You know, he took less to come back last year, and it made sense. It was a title team. It's not a title team, at least for this upcoming season. So he gets a ton of money to go play for the Spurs. Like, okay, great. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near that deal.
No, I'm actually...
And I didn't want them to trade Simons to free up money to sign Kornet to that
So
kind
this
of
is why I'm actually the most optimistic of it, because there was so much heat around a potential Simons trade, or like a flip. Like, oh, they got him. Expiring deal, but they're going to send him packing and then either re-sign their own bigs or re-sign other guys. So they clearly have a need still, like in the front court, but... I want to see Simons for a year.
Me too.
It's almost like he's not as good as Lillard, obviously, but it's the same idea where for 1 year minus Tatum, who's going to score? Like, who's going to help Jaylen Brown and Derek White? Also, just from an entertainment aspect of it, who's going to be more fun to watch? I hope they keep Simons. And I know there's still plenty of time for them to make another move or flip him somewhere down the line. But the fact that they hung on to him through like this past week, like I like that.
So I would say two things about where they're at in free agency that could make me feel different, or their offseason that would make me feel different. And you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. By the way, a reminder, you can, of course, listen here 93.7 on WEEI. You can also stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. So a lot of ways to listen to Jones and Keefe each and every day. I'm encouraged that Simons is still here because I'm with you. I thought he could have been flipped by now. I'm a little encouraged that Horford still hasn't signed. Right?
Yeah.
Like, right. I know there's interest from the Lakers and the Warriors, but I imagine the reason he didn't come out and sign right away is because he's really weighing out his options and a potential Boston return. I know he's also reportedly weighing retirement, how that could look.
I bet he keeps playing. He's got something left
in
the tank.
That's what I think, and he has teams interested. It's not like he's going to have to take scraps.
So if he comes back, that'd be great. Like I don't think they can do a whole lot better, right, based on like what's realistically out there, what they would be willing to spend. I wonder if it's as simple, though, as like, does a team say, hey, this is how much we can give you, but we got to tinker. We got to make a few more moves first. Like, is it one of those? Now, maybe that would already be reported. Maybe, Shams would already have where he's going if that were the case. But yeah, I mean, he hasn't signed anywhere yet. So, I mean, I guess that hope is still alive.
So I'm encouraged by that. But again, I'm with you. He could sign with the Lakers today.
Yeah.
He could sign with the Warriors tonight. And the Celtics could still flip Simons or whatever. They still haven't finalized that deal. And so to me, yeah, if you just added Horford to what they have, Horford's willing to take the mid-level exception or something over a couple of years, which is what you're talking about doing with Damian Lillard. They'd have to dip back below the second apron because they signed Luka Garza while you were out and Josh Minot. Is that who they signed?
Sure.
Which somehow put him back into the second apron.
Not
so
Minot.
They got to do
Luka Garza, who nice college player.
Look, I gotta be honest. I kind of like it. Okay. I'm not telling you it's gonna work, but
you like Luka Garza.
It's a flyer.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
It could. I mean, listen, it could work. Brad Stevens is good at his job.
Yeah,
thank God for Brad Stevens.
Thank God for Brad Stevens. So, if you're just telling me they add Horford to what they have right now, then I'd take the Celtics over Milwaukee, and I'd feel pretty good about them. Even stronger about them being a top four seed in the East. So that could change a lot of how I'm looking at it. Right now, I don't really see how they're piecing together the front court.
No, and you guys, Kata,
not great.
Luka Garza, George Niang.
Well,
no, they're all actually like decent, like ninth men. Yeah. Like, they don't have any starters.
Right.
Ninth guy on the team.
It is a dogfight for the first big off the bench.
No, they're all starting.
Unfortunately, you don't have one in the starting lineup.
Correct.
617-779-7937. Let's get to your phone calls here. Mark in Medford waiting patiently on our Red Sox discussion. Go ahead, Mark.
It's not Red Sox, but how can someone halfway through the season be on pace for 180 hits, 50 home runs, and 150 RBIs, and be the biggest snub of the All-Star game? And that's Seiya Suzuki. I want to know how this guy is not an All-Star.
Okay, Keith. Biggest snub, Seiya Suzuki.
I would say Narvaez. You're sleeping on Narvaez being the biggest snub.
I'll give you. Let me give you a legit snub, the way he's playing.
You don't want to put Seiya Suzuki on there?
No, I'm fine with that.
They have the rest of the Cubs outfield.
Was that the cutoff? They just like, we have a million Cubs. We can't have every single Cub?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what it was? I think the Dodgers
he's having a good year.
Dodgers had the most All-Stars, five. What did the Cubs have total, three or four?
I mean, they had Pete Crow Armstrong. They had Kyle Tucker, obviously.
Red Sox have three.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Rafaela had like a legitimate case. I think Narvaez had a legitimate case. No one's crying those guys are off. But, yeah, Suzuki, that's a snub. I'll agree with you. Mark and Medford, you got us. That's a snub.
The starting outfielders are Ronald Acuna and then the two other Cubs guys. And then the bench is Corbin Carroll, Kyle Stowers, Fernando Tatis, James Wood. So a guy like Stowers has to be on because you got to be represented. Every team has to be represented. And the other three guys are having good years. I don't know.
You know what? I like the every team has to be represented, by the way. I like that.
I mean, the rosters are pretty big.
I feel that way. Yeah. If it was a shallower roster, then it'd be stupid.
It also allows for more random players to be all-stars, which is funny.
Which really helps.
Yeah, it's great.
But really helps the future of the grab bag.
Suzuki and like Juan Soto.
Wait till you see today's random player. I actually did it ahead of time.
Was he an all-star?
Yeah, he sure was.
Rocky.
Well, let's not give it all away. But yes,
an all-star. Start thinking now.
An all-star, a Rocky.
Said too much.
It sounds like Mike Hampton. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Pretty soon we're all going to remember the guy who pretended to own the Celtics and what a great job he did, because this thing's about to get gross. Like, Bill Chisholm, the Boston front man, like he was an extra in The Departed when there's 21 other investors and they're running Brad Stevens out there. Brad's like, oh, you didn't know about the apron penalties. Of course he did. He's the smartest basketball guy in the room. So, you know, like, they got to put together a team to compete at a good level here. Like you just said, Keith, the East is wide open. And if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm saying, like, if you don't want to, just, you know, get me out of here. No worries. See you, Boston.
Okay, well, I don't think Jaylen Brown's asking. I bet Jaylen Brown is relishing being the guy this year.
Oh, I bet he can't wait.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be fun. We're gonna find out what it looks like with him as the best player.
Is it fair to have concerns about Bill Chisholm?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it is.
I knew. I smelled
a
rat right when he claimed he was from the North Shore.
We sniffed that out.
We sniffed it out so good.
Georgetown, bro?
He's like, I watch every broadcast on NBC Sports Boston. I know Chris Forsberg and Abby Chin. I'm from the North Shore. I'm like, you know, this guy's doing too much. I don't respect it. I don't like it.
He was living in California. The game started at 4 o'clock local time. You're watching every game?
Yeah.
Is that right? You're doing all that? No, I think at first when he bought the team, we were like, all right, it's a lot of unknown. But now it's not as much unknown. What's the first thing they did since he took over?
Sold.
They flipped Porzingis in a money dump. They traded Drew Holiday away. Like, that's exactly what they did. Now, there's always the backdrop of we don't know what they would have done if Tatum was healthy for this year. Okay, we don't know that. But we do know that when he had a chance to either keep those guys or pay through the nose again for a season, he chose not to do it. Traded those guys away, and yeah, we'll see what happens in the next couple of years, but it doesn't feel great right now.
Well, I think credit to Keith, but I think you were one of the first to really point out the basketball penalties are nonsense.
They're kind of a joke. Everyone's like, it's like the boogeyman. Everyone freaks out about it. Like, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. And then when you actually read into it, you're like, why can't you do it? It's like, well, you can't trade contracts. Like, well, if you like your team, you're good. Like, well, you can't trade your first round pick in 7 years from now. It's like, okay, well, it's money. It's all money, which I'm not saying isn't an issue, but don't tell me that it really, like, gives you no chance to have a good team.
And I would underscore too, it's not just about the luxury tax penalties and the non-existent basketball penalties. What's scary about Bill Chisholm, and I think we were also early on this, they didn't have to do any of this now. They did not have to get below the second apron now.
Right.
They didn't have to do it until in season next year.
No.
So what Bill Chisholm is saving money on long term is luxury tax penalties, but that bill wasn't due until the trade deadline next year. What he's saving money on now is his current payroll.
Right. And so you could make the case, you'd say, well, maybe you couldn't get like an Anthony Simons type return for Holiday in season. Maybe. But then you for sure could have gotten a Porzingis, like a Niang salary dump. Now, would he be healthy? Like, I guess there's some questions there about that. But you're right. As far as all these penalties, quote unquote penalties taking place, you had months and months and months to do that. And they did it right away.
So I'm curious what they continue to do. Do they peel off more pieces? Are they done, you know, outside of minor ads here and there? And what's Bill Chisholm going to do as the owner of the Celtics going forward? Right now, it's pretty clear. You just said it, Keith. I choose to believe. This is a belief of mine. I can't prove it, which are the best kind of takes.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they won the title and they went back-to-back and Tatum's healthy and all these other things, which would have needed to be the case to win the title, I think they would have kept it together. I think it would have been impossible as the new owner to sell to the fan base here. Guys, I just came in. They won again.
Yeah.
Everyone's under contract. And we're blowing it up. I think that would have been impossible to sell to the fan base. I think anything short of that, these moves were probably coming because the guy's looking to, and by the
it's
way.
It's also why Wick's still around.
Yes.
Still a part of it.
Still the, he's
like,
still.
You answer some of these questions.
Go take some bullets.
Yeah.
And so, no, the caller, was it Matt in Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Brought it up too. Bill Chisholm has other investments. He needed to, you know, in billionaire, the world of billionaires needed to go scrape a couple nickels together to buy this thing. And he needed other investors.
Over Park Place and Boardwalk and go from there.
And so they need or are going to want their investment back. They're going to want return on their investment. And this is the way to do it. Stay out of that luxury tax. And so it's not just his call, but this is why this was such a big story when it went down. Irv coming out of nowhere to sell the team. This is why it's such a big story, because already they're tearing this thing down and they're more worried about next year. Their Lillard interest, I think, proves this.
Yeah.
They're more worried about next year than this upcoming season.
Yeah, no, I know. But then you have a guy like Brad Stevens, who I think is just being kind of told what he has to do while also making sure that you're super competitive. And that's why we talked about it at the time when Wick told Greg's show about, like, the thank God for, like, that stood out to us then. But, like, as time has gone on, it's even more clear. Because it's like, you can't just, we don't want you to bottom out. Like, you still need to win, but you just need, we're going to take away all this money. We're going to take away these players that you just acquired, by the way. You just brought these guys in. You just won a title a year ago. You even extended one of these guys. So, I think 2 years ago, you think Brad Stevens wanted Drew Holiday for a while? I'm guessing he did. And then he was told, all right, you got to get rid of him. He's like, all right, but by the way, still need to be competitive, and we need to be a title contender when Tatum returns.
So you got to thread that needle.
Yeah, it's not easy. No. And I've said this. I think we're going to learn a lot about Brad Stevens as a GM. I love the Holiday trade. Understanding the circumstances, I love the return of Anfernee Simons. That was way better than I thought they'd get.
Yeah.
Porzingis trade stinks. And let's see what they're doing to address the rest of their needs.
I got a quick tweet for you. Speaking of Anfernee Simons.
Oh, good.
Bill Simmons said, weird that the Celtics never did a press conference welcoming Anfernee Simons to the team, and then he did the Brian Windhorst pointing meme.
Interesting. So, well, the trade's not official,
Bill,
right?
Those trades aren't official.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's not. I don't think it's that weird, but I wonder if that's a tell.
But is that something that he knows?
He's heard something.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Kevin Durant trade was supposedly just the Suns and the Rockets. It turned into a seven-team trade.
Seven teams. Would you be like a little FOMO if you were a GM?
I got to get in there.
You guys want something?
I thought.
Make it an eight-teamer. Feel left out?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think Schefter really needed to weigh in on this. Schefter dabbling in the NBA is already annoying, but weighing in on like 7-team NBA trades, like he's breaking news, is a bit much for me.
I can't stand that. Schefter also tweeted out a Jim Thorpe History Channel movie trailer.
I saw that.
Schefter, get out of here. Just tell me what, like, third cornerback signed with a team. I don't need you talking about the NBA trades and movie trailers.
Seriously.
Very confusing.
617-779-7937. You can discuss the state of the Celtics, how you feel about ownership, their mutual interest in Damian Lillard, and what it says about the direction of the franchise. And let's get to the Bees moves from last week. Let's hear how Bruins insider Rich Keefe feels about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I try to make other guys know that I'm on the ice and make them, feel uncomfortable. And maybe that makes them, you know, get rid of pucks a little bit quicker, put their teammate in a tougher spot. And, you know, that tends to create more turnovers and gets the puck into my team's hands a little bit more often. So that's the type of element that I can bring to a line. And then, you know, when we do have the puck, then I can be hard down low and make plays down low and things like that. And just try to, you know, put the puck in my team's hands and create chances that way. So
Tanner Janot, tell you, I like the sound of this guy. Hard down low. Very much so.
Which
brag of the week?
Talk about a brag.
Good Lord,
my
sir.
Goodness. What did he say? He said I can be?
I can be hard down low.
He
and
can be. Not all the time. Are you insane?
I mean, yeah, seriously.
Yeah. That's not healthy
all
is
right.
What that is.
Okay.
He can be.
Yeah.
Hard down low.
Good to know.
His words.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that when the Bruins signed him last week. I am feeling a little better about
you like the signing?
The vigor that he has.
Yeah.
He's a virile man.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Like that a lot. It's been a good offseason for the Bruins thus far.
So what do you think about it from afar there, Keith? With the,
I can be hard down low. And
sick brag, bro.
That might have to be.
Absolutely. The brag of the week. I can be, too. It takes a lot of focus and concentration. But I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to get excited about. I mean, you can go all the way back to the draft pick and be like, all right, that's a nice draft pick for down the road.
If you want to rewind it that far,
yeah.
I started the week feeling pretty good.
Yeah, right.
I came in on Monday. I'm like, do we actually have to give Don Sweeney some credit? I like what they did
good
in the draft.
Good top 10 pick. Cam Neely says top 10 picks are the only ones that matter.
True.
Pretty much. He was like, you can't put anything else on Don.
It's very accurate.
It's only worth a damn if it's in the top 10. And by all accounts, they got a good player, a player that was – you know, could have even been picked higher than 7, and you got him there and the whole thing. So great. But that's
then free
down
agency
the road.
Started.
And then free agency. Did it, though?
Yeah.
Like, well, did it start?
I think the Bruins.
Sean Corrales back.
I think the Bruins are done. No, we talked to Scott McLaughlin last week from WEEI.com.
Another
he's like,
brag.
He's like, this is what the Bruins do every year, which I didn't notice, and I went back and looked.
It's just.
Day one, they're just done. They just jump in, both feet free agency, and it's like the Dombrowski approach.
Yeah.
Where they're in, they're done, they have their targets.
We're all set.
I don't love their targets this year, but okay, they got them.
So,
and now they're done. I mean, this is just the team now, I think.
And maybe I shouldn't freak out because I also really liked the Elias Lindholm signing. Well, that's a good signing.
Me too.
Was it, though? It was not. So maybe he'll have a bounce back year. Who the hell knows? But there are definitely, we talk about it more so in football than anything else, like, you know, winning the offseason. Even Mike Vrabel made that line about winning March or whatever he said.
Yep.
No, but this feels like it's going to be a rough year for the Bruins. Like, it has that feeling about it. It feels like they're kind of a long way away. They're going to need their top guys to all play out of their minds. But even if they do, what does that get you? Like, Pastrnak had a great year. Like, statistically, he had an incredible year. They were, like, nowhere near the playoffs. They were an all-time seller at the deadline. And, I don't know, you look at the team, you look at the roster on paper right now, and you're like, I'm not excited about this group at all.
No, but, I mean, the glass half full way to argue it. You get another season out of Pastrnak.
Yep.
McAvoy plays a full season.
You need Swayman to play out of his mind.
That's the big one.
That's it.
And so, I mean, if Swayman's a top 10 goalie, are you a playoff team? I would say probably.
I think he shut out Norway in that tournament or whatever, so that should help.
So that should go a long way, and maybe they're a little more disciplined with Sturm. They clearly weren't last year with Montgomery and after the Monty firing. I've already blanked on the guys. Joe Sacco. And so they
how dare you.
Apologies. But, you know, maybe that refocuses them a little bit. But, yeah, what are you talking about? A team that sneaks into the playoffs, and what does that mean? I don't feel great about it. The way I was saying this last week, Keith, I don't really hate the Tanner Janot signing on its surface. Like, okay, you bring in the guy. He's hard down low. There's a bit of an edge. He'll be a popular player, I'm sure, in Boston with his play style.
Yeah.
He'll drop the mitts. He'll rough you up.
Well, it can be hard down low.
The text that was going – or the tweet
must be
that was
nice.
Going around last week
Jay Fresh Hockey was basically like, the guy does nothing with the puck.
Awesome.
But when you have the puck, he's going to, you know, he's going to...
Doesn't have a stick.
Make some plays.
He skates around out there. You're like, what's this guy up to?
I could see him being a popular player. I just don't like the term on that contract. Like, what'd you need...
No, I know.
I thought you were spackling together your roster with some short-term deals and, all right, let's reset for a year, short-term contracts. Next year, maybe we'll really dive in. Not that you're going to sign McDavid, but next year there's better players in free agency. This was a bad free agent crop, and that was before everybody pretty much re-signed with their own team going into free agency. So I could see like a reset year with short-term deals, and it seemed like that's what they were doing.
Like, let's lock them up.
Then they signed Janot to 5 years, and I'm like, that doesn't fit with everything else they did, and that to me is confusing and inconsistent.
And we're like, with the cap going up, you'd think every single year, I guess $3.4 million, maybe not like the end of the world, but like, what are you going to really get out of that? And are you going to be a player in these big free agents down the road? Because if you look back on it, the last couple of times the Bruins missed the playoffs in a season, they missed it for two straight years. And then they came back, and then they went on a little bit of a run. And it feels like that could be the same case here. We're probably going to miss the playoffs again this year. At least that would be my bet as of right now. But then how are you going to be set up for the following year? Because you have those three kind of pillars, I guess, if you want to call them that, in place. They're young, and they're all locked up long term.
Yeah, I felt better about those pillars a year ago than I do now. But yes,
shooketh on Swayman. There's no doubt we're all shooketh on Swayman. Even McAvoy, I'm like, I don't know. Going back 3 or 4 years ago, I guess I thought he was going to be better now than he is today.
You had, you know, a top five, certainly every year. a top five defenseman,
I thought.
Yeah.
And now you're still left kind of wondering. But now it's like, what's the rest of the roster look like? Because for before, like, you still had those guys, but you had an older Bergeron, you had an older Marchand, you had an older Krejci for the year that he came back, you know. Who else is going to sort of slot in there? Like, you've had... You didn't replace those guys, like, at all.
You have 3 fourth lines. That's good.
That's true.
You do have some grinders, though. You got a bunch of guys that can play the fourth. It's like the Celtics big man.
Yep.
It's sort of the same thing where you're like, I kind of like that player. It's like, well, he's actually your second line right wing.
That's a
like,
loaded...
What?
That is a loaded bottom six.
Yeah, like, right.
You're like, yeah, but what's in the top six?
Like, we have three guys in the top six.
You want these lines? We did this last week, Keith.
You got the lines? Morning skate?
I infringed on your territory a little bit with Bulls music these lines.
Oh, you did? Who was first off the ice at morning
skate? Oh, good question. Here, and this is just Bruins cap space. I like their work on Twitter.
All right.
They got Jeremy Swayman first off.
In net?
Yeah.
Is Corpy still going to be on the team?
Corpy's on the team, yeah.
You think he will be?
I think... Yeah, right now he is. What else are they doing?
There's trade rumors about him.
Are there?
Maybe they could
peel him off.
Maybe I was dreaming.
Peel off my guy Corpy. No, so top line, Lindholm centering Geeky and Pastrnak. Your second line
That's a line. That's a line that's going to score some goals should.
Mittelstadt centering Zacha and Arvidsson feels light in your top six. That's your second line right now.
Oh, that's your second line.
Yeah. Not great, Bob.
Mittelstadt can't bench 150, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
All right. More of a finesse.
So that doesn't feel great. But then, you look at the bottom six, and that feels more aligned. No, maybe this is inconsistent. I don't like that it feels like Marco Sturm has some influence on who they're bringing in. And
Sturminator?
You know, Sweeney, you want to align with your coach and say, okay, well, what kind of guys do you want to bring in, and what's your play style, and bringing in guys from the LA Kings. Like Arvidsson, specifically, who he was on the bench as an assistant when Arvidsson was in L.A. He was in the organization last year with Geno.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, they brought in some guys that he knows or at least understands how they're going to play, and it's going to translate to the way he wants to play.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Awesome. I already didn't like the hire, and now I don't like that they're bringing in, like, his guys.
Yeah.
And, like, doubling down on it. I don't know that I like that, but I acknowledge on the same token out the other end of my mouth, I acknowledge that a good GM is going to fit players to the coach's play style. Yeah. So it just comes all back to, I don't believe in Marco Sturm. I didn't really like that hire, and so I can't feel good about the guys he wants here.
No, I guess, but I would go the other way and say, if that's the guy you're bringing in, you chose him, I guess. Like, we're led to believe you're the last team to pick your head coach. You chose him, so at least give him a chance and let him, because you know what? He's going to be the scapegoat in a few months. If things go south, he's probably going to be the one that's gone. So
it's a good point.
give him his guys. You know, it's
I didn't want Arvidsson. I didn't want Janelle.
Yeah. That was threw him in there.
That was Marco Sturm's
guys. Can you believe these guys? Like, well, you did sign
Great
them.
Point. Great point.
But so now Sturm is at least, you know, I guess sort of in charge a little bit because he probably had questions too. Not that he had a million offers from other places, but when you come in to meet with the Bruins and you're like, why'd you get rid of the last two guys?
Right.
Like they were just because they didn't win the cup, you had to get rid of them. So like that's sort of a small window there that I have.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text line as well. Hard down low should be a new drop for Tier Tuesdays, Keith.
That could be a tier tomorrow.
You think so? We have
an idea.
We have a pretty good tiers
idea. Hard down low.
I don't know if that one's going to work for it specifically.
Figure out a way. We'll figure out a way.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Is that the top or the bottom?
We got to fine tune that a little bit. But your thoughts on the Bruins at 617-779-7937. It's a good 24-hour tease for Tier Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, right around this time.
11:30 tomorrow here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to the Patriots. We're talking about the Bruins and our expectations for them. Are they a playoff team? How would they get in? Patriots playoff odds are out.
All right.
And some interesting numbers here. Is it bullish on the Patriots or is it not bullish enough? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox and a potential season-saving weekend.
Whew.
Sweeping the Nationals. They take 5 out of 6. 3 All-Stars on top of it. Rumors about Jaron Duran.
Wow.
So a lot of Red Sox stuff to get to. We'll do that at high noon. About an hour from now, we have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe. Jurassic World Rebirth. Spoiler-free.
That's right. Spoiler-free. And then on the podcast tonight, both spoiler-free and spoiler-full review.
Both.
Yeah, we do both.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Get into all the important questions about Jurassic World Rebirth.
So stay tuned for that. We've talked Celtics and Bruins this hour. Let's get to the Patriots. Mike Reese in his Sunday notes passed along these numbers from ESPN Analytics, Keith.
Okay. All right. Right. Direct rival of the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Well, thank you. This is why I wanted to know.
No, I'll still listen.
I wanted to know what your odds spit out. But here's what Reese wrote over the weekend. He said, with an improved roster in the NFL's third easiest schedule based on 2024 win percentages, which was 429, is the opponent's win percentage.
I can't believe there are two schedules worse than theirs.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought they had like the greatest schedule imaginable.
Great point.
It's probably the Bills twice, like those wins kind of offset
a little bit.
I'm interested in the two teams that have worse schedules.
Maybe even the Bills technically have an easier schedule because they don't have to play the Bills.
Yeah, but they would play first place teams, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it would be. It'd have to be some other basement team. But anyway.
Is it realistic that the Patriots could be in the mix for a playoff spot, Reese asks.
Mm.
According to ESPN Analytics, the team has a 32% chance to qualify, which is 12th in the AFC. So I hear 32%. I'm like, man, the Pats have a 1-in-3 chance at the playoffs. It's actually not terrible.
No.
Then I hear they're 12th in the AFC, and I don't love that. So I don't really know how to square
12th
those.
12th in the AFC?
Yeah, I don't know how to square those numbers. You have a 32% chance, and that's 12th in the conference?
Well, they love parity. The league loves parity.
So it probably does speak to that, but honestly, 32% sounds about right. People who act like this team has no chance at making the playoffs, I would point you to the Commanders a year ago.
Yeah.
I would point you to the Texans the year before that. Like, 1 out of 3 honestly sounds about right. Is it likely or greater than 50% chance they're making the playoffs? I wouldn't go that high, but I think they have a real shot at making the playoffs based on their schedule, based on Vrabel being here in place of Mayo, and based on Drake May, what you think is going to be a step forward. That's the formula.
This team should have a better chance than those previous two teams that you mentioned because those were really unknown rookie quarterbacks, right? Like, you didn't know how good Jaden Daniels was going to be. We didn't know how good C.J. Stroud was going to be. And even in the case of Houston, it was a first-time head coach. So you're like, I don't really know what this combination is going to be.
At least with May, we have an idea.
Yeah, and I also think the AFC East isn't going to be as good as maybe it has been in the previous years or as what people might expect. Like Jets and Dolphins, like, I don't know how great they're going to be. Bills, sure, like they'll be fine. But I think Mike Vrabel is sort of a known coach. And then you are kind of banking on a year or two jump from Drake May because it wasn't, you know, a perfect year. I think a lot of us kind of talk it up a little bit more than maybe it was. And there's still a lot of, you know, hope that he is going to be one of these great quarterbacks in the league. But I still just go back to the trash bag schedule. And also, Nick just told me, I don't know if it was on the air or not, but the 49ers and Saints are the two teams with worse.
Oh, okay.
Or better schedules.
49ers have an easier schedule?
Well, yeah, because the 49ers finished last.
Yeah, and I think they still have like pretty good Super Bowl odds, I think, if you're looking forward. So that's probably part of
why. So when we do our preseason predictions, those are two teams to keep an eye on. But the Saints and Niners were both last place finishers last year. But my point would be they have the easiest AFC schedule.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, so I think the 33% chance, I'm like, okay, I guess I can wrap my head around that. But then basically if you're power ranking the AFC, another way, you love power rankings.
I love a power ranking within a tier, yes.
So now you got them 12th?
Yeah,
they finished 13th last year, tied with the Jags at 4-13. They were 12th.
Yeah,
but they're way better.
Agreed.
12? They have a real head coach, and they added guy. Now it might not have been all at premium positions, but they spent money. Their defense is going to be a lot better. Just rolling out of bed, it's going to be a lot better. And so, I don't know how you'd have them 12th.
That stat was a mystery wrapped in a riddle because I'm like, 32%. I actually think that's higher than most fans would assume. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people, they're not going to be a playoff team. Why is anybody talking about 9 or 10 wins? You get a lot of response to that. No, I think there's a healthy chance they do it. 12th in the AFC feels low. Yeah. So I didn't quite know what to make of that stat. You can discuss, are they too high? Are they too low on the rivals of Rich Keefe Stats and Info, the ESPN analytics rankings there? We are, Keefe.
Real quick, to make the playoffs, straight up bet on Sportsbook Rhode Island, the New England Patriots, to miss the playoffs are -170. So sort of speak to...
To miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more likely than not,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to make the playoffs, they are +140. Sucker's bet or buying opportunity?
That's definitely a buying opportunity.
I mean, I got them at 10 wins. If they win 10 games...
Well, like, I bet -170? No, thank you.
Hell no.
That's not how I bet.
Not in this lifetime.
That's how I lose a lot, but that's not how I bet.
Quite a bit. It's beginning to be a problem.
But yeah, no, that's a buying opportunity. Yeah. +140?
+140 to make the playoffs. They could be the last team in on the last day, and you're cashing that check.
Plunk a ham down on that. You'll get paid next January.
A ham today.
That's like $14 in January.
It's two hams in January.
Which with tariffs, I don't even really quite understand what that would look
better like. Better than your 401k. Put it down on Pats to make the playoffs right now.
A month from tomorrow, though, Keith, is the first preseason game, August 8th. Against the Washington Commanders.
I think we're now under 60 days to the opening night.
Yeah,
right?
Who had that tweet? Was it Schefter? Was it Scott Hansen?
Oh, one of those guys.
Somebody we're 60 days away. I was like, hell yeah, we're 60 days away from football.
I practically taste it. It's right here. So 30 days first preseason game. Mm-hmm. We'll get training camp end of the month. We'll be down there. Right?
I think we could say it. We're supposed to be at minicamp, and then that didn't happen. Okay. So who knows?
All right, TBD on that.
Yeah,
we'll be covering it whether we're there or not.
I guarantee.
Are you sure about that?
We're gonna talk about it.
Well, again, let's not put the cart before the horse. Assuming we're still a show, we will definitely be talking about it.
I know.
Will we be there?
TBD.
It's all negotiable.
That's fine.
The way they start the season, though, Keith, Vegas week one at Miami, home against Pittsburgh. Home against Carolina. So three home games. Miami and Pittsburgh got interesting based on last week with the swap that they made.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Is it one team won that more than the other?
I think it's a win for Miami.
Yeah.
I like Fitzpatrick better than Ramsey. And I like that, oddly, I like that Miami subtracted Jonnu Smith because I think that's an indication they're going to get back to explosive offense as opposed to what they did last year, which was just short little throws to Jonnu Smith. They stopped using Tyreek Hill, which maybe means Tyreek is cooked. I don't know. But this to me speaks to them becoming more explosive with Hill and Waddle. And
Arthur Smith's in Pittsburgh, right? So Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith was good last year.
He was really good.
He was really good
last year.
Because
all Miami did was throw it to him and Achane. They didn't throw to Hill. They didn't throw to Tyreek or Waddle.
So maybe they'll chuck it more. Kids, a corner is better and more important than a safety, but I feel like Ramsey at this point is kind of sliding down that list of top corners. So
Giardi thinks he should move to safety.
Oh, maybe he will. I mean, a lot of the greats end up doing that. So maybe he will end up moving to safety. So I do think Miami did get a little bit better as well. So we'll see what happens there. But, you get to face both those teams early. But, I don't know, you'll have a pretty good indication, I think, four games in, where they're at. Because if they're somehow 1-3 off the rip, then it's like, oh, boy. All of a sudden, that's become sort of a sucker's bet. And you're like, because, all those games are very winnable. And you would have to imagine, if that poll has them 12th in the AFC, teams like Vegas, Miami, and Pittsburgh would be right in front of them. So if you lose that head-to-head early, you're like, oh, it's almost like losing two games.
No, it's true.
By the end of the year.
No, those are teams. They should fatten up early in their schedule.
Yeah, I agree.
And the whole schedule's easy, but they should three out of the first four at home is, again, just that should go a long way towards getting the year started on the right foot.
And we talked about this, though, when the schedule came out. You also can't just, bank on, going on a run at the end because you play Buffalo and Baltimore two of your final four games.
And it's too early for them to be resting guys.
No, it's right. They're
15 and 16.
No. So you're going to get Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson at the end of the year. So, we did the whole exercise before, they need to get out to a hot, hot start. And then at that point, it's like, all right, if you steal one of those games, great, but you're not relying on it.
32% chance at making the playoffs. Too high or too low for the Patriots on their playoff odds. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get back to you and we'll get back to the Red Sox as well. Maybe save their season over the weekend. Maybe. And a big week coming up this week for the Red Sox heading into the All-Star break. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.